From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, moms! I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Friday, May 9th, 2008. What do you mean, moms? You can't just throw moms out there.
Yes, I can. It's Mother's Day. Sunday is Mother's Day. A little shout out to our friend Allison Stewart. It's her first Mother's Day after having a little baby this week. And throw a little shout out to my mom. Happy Mother's Day to my mom. Did you get your mom a present, Mike?
Yes, I did. I did.
Are you lying right
now? Well, let's just say she'll podcast this later in the day. So by then, when she hears it, she'll know I have gotten her a present.
Perfect.
And to my wife, who is a mom. Although there was always a big debate in my household whether my dad should buy my mom a Mother's Day card.
I know, that's a little controversial, being the mother of your children.
You're not my mother, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I found out as a man, just almost always buy the card. Like, you almost never go
wrong.
Err
on the side of doing
it. Yeah. It's a card. It's not a diamond. Which is Hallmark's new motto.
Speaking of moms, a famous mom came to talk to us, Susan Sarandon. We talked to her because she's in a new movie that you saw.
I did.
Speed Racer.
Still recovering.
And she came in to talk about that film, and we asked her about playing some roles, some feminine roles. She plays a lot of moms in her life, and she likes it.
And the conversation went far afield. I think you'll enjoy it.
A little hockey.
Also coming up this hour, the New York Police Department has made its reports about every bullet fired between 1996 and 2006 available to the public. We're going to talk with a former NYPD firearms trainer about what the stats mean.
And good morning, Afghanistan. That, believe it or not, is the name of a very popular national radio show, the first Afghan-run national news program that started after the fall of the Taliban. We're going to talk to the managing director, the young man who started that radio show, Barry Salam. He's going to talk to us about the status of the media landscape in Afghanistan. There's been a little bit of a government crackdown in recent weeks and months when it comes to freedom of expression on the airwaves in Afghanistan. All of that plus today's news headlines in just a minute. But first, tensions are high in Beirut, Lebanon, as after 3 days of gun battles, Hezbollah fighters have taken control of much of the city.
Heavy fighting in Beirut has left at least 11 dead and 20 wounded. Hezbollah fighters, who are Shiites, fought Sunni pro-government groups and have now taken over the Muslim area of the capital city. Earlier today, they attacked a pro-government TV station and forced it off the air.
Rania Masri of Raleigh, North Carolina, is a professor at Balamand University in Lebanon. She was caught in a high-rise apartment building near much of the fighting.
The shooting has been almost nonstop since 4 p.m. yesterday, almost nonstop. At most, there's 2 to 3 minutes of silence, and then there's gunfire. Personally, I'm unfamiliar with these sounds. People are hiding within their homes. They're staying away from the windows. Myself, I was on the 8th floor. I went down to the 6th floor, where it's a little bit safer. I've had friends who have spent the night in the bathtubs with their children. So people are trying to stay as much as they can into the interior of their homes.
The clashes began earlier this week when Lebanon's government declared Hezbollah's private military communications network illegal. Hezbollah's leaders say that the ruling amounted to a declaration of war against the group.
The violence marks an escalation in tensions that have been simmering in Lebanon for some time now. Many observers are drawing parallels to the civil war that gripped the country from 1975 to 1990. Yesterday in Washington, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said the U.S. is monitoring the situation.
Certainly, as we are watching this unfold, it is a source of concern for us. I'm sure that it is even an even greater source of concern for the Lebanese people who have once again seen their daily lives interrupted.
A National Security Council spokesman Gordon Jandro said of the violence, quote, Hezbollah needs to make a choice, be a terrorist organization or be a political party, but quit trying to be both. They need to stop their disruptive activities now.
Meanwhile, in Lebanon, Rayan Masri says people there are trying to stay optimistic in the face of the violence.
It's like there's an enforced sense of calm. that may not be realistic. What we do know is, so long as it remains in select neighborhoods in Beirut, then there is hope that it can be stopped through negotiations. So if it's going to die down, it will die down within the next few days or within the next week. If it does not die down within the week, then we are into a different stage of warfare.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.